You're listening to Fab Wives Unfiltered, a Fab Wives podcast hosted by Lady E, where we discuss the real and raw facts of the Fab Wife life, because it's not all glitz and glam, but we make it look fabulous.
Hey, Fab Wives, how y'all doing today?
Hey!
We are back, yes, for another episode. All right, but we're going to start this off. Actually, I'm going to introduce myself. Hi.
Hey, girl.
Hey,
girl.
Hey. I'm Lady 2018, back in the building. How y'all doing? All right.
New year.
All that good stuff, right? How you doing, Miss Lady?
Hey, girl.
Hi, DeLauren. Hey. Hey, Fab Wife DeLauren. All right, in front of me, I got Fab Wife Tish.
Hey, girl, how you doing?
I'm good, girl. Oh, that was a real ghetto smack.
How you doing?
Say
my Cardi B. That's my Cardi B. We got to do Cardi B in 2018.
That was very ghetto. Okay. All right. And last, Miss Rhea, how are you, darling?
Hey, Fab Wives. Hello.
All right. Well, let's go ahead and get started with our hot topic for this episode. Rhea, start us off with that.
All right. Y'all know I love hot topics.
I know you do, girlfriend.
But it's not all reality TV, okay? So today, my hot topic is regarding a social media topic, a social media post that I came across in another group that I'm in. So I'm in several groups. One group that I'm in posed the question, is it still necessary for a man to ask permission from his girlfriend's parents to marry their daughter? Interesting, right? So I wanted to bring this here and ask you guys, did your husbands ask your parents, specifically your father, for your hand in marriage? And did you care either way?
So I could start it off. So yes, I'm originally from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, so we had to travel up to visit my parents. And yeah, my husband was scared out of his mind to ask my father if he could marry me.
Did you know that he was going to ask?
I did.
Oh,
we,
okay.
We drove up together and he was like, okay, so this is what I'm going to say. And I think I'm going to say, and I don't know. But I didn't know when he was going to propose. So I just knew that that was going to happen.
Yeah.
But I didn't know.
Like,
you know,
when was it coming?
Yeah. So anyway, so he said that. He took my dad down. We have like a basement or whatever. You know, we have basements up north. I guess we have some down here, but whatever. He took my dad down to the basement and was just like, hey, you know, I really want to marry your daughter. And he was like, well, see what she says. So, I mean, I thought the whole gesture of it was nice and cute. I think if it's a possibility or if you can do that, I'm still like a stickler with that old timey type stuff.
Okay.
I like it.
A little traditional.
What about you, DeLauren?
Yeah, so Brandon did ask my dad, and that he definitely went to my father and asked for my hand in marriage. I don't know that it would, I think Brandon would appreciate that from, you know, whoever wants to propose to our daughter, but I don't know that it's all that common these days. It is a traditional thing, but I don't know. I'd be interested to meet somebody who did not ask their father. Yeah, but Brandon did.
I would say outside of it being, you know, yeah, it is typically traditional, but I think it's also respectful.
Yeah.
You know, if you, you know, have been fortunate enough to have a father, someone to raise you, this person has raised you to adulthood, you know, you coming in as a new man is you showing respect that, you know what, hey, I'm going to take her off your hands, or him, you know, new way, I don't know.
Off your hands.
I'm just going to take them off your hands. I am asking permission to be able to care for them in the way in which you did. So my husband did. He went to my father and my mother like one evening, and he was like, look, you know, this is my intentions. He went with the ring to show them that he was serious. And I remember my mother, she held it in for like a week. And I was so proud of her. My dad's solid. He was like, you know, it's fine with me. Go ahead. You know, like, he's real laid back.
So you didn't know.
I did not know. Okay. I did not know until after the fact. I did, you know, when he was courting me, I did let him know, you know, hey, I feel like that's respectful. I would want you to go and have a conversation with my father, because my father's been very active in my life.
Right.
You know what I mean? And, you know, he did. And I appreciated it. And my dad told me after the fact, he was like, you know, that's a good man. He was like, I'm glad that he actually came and had a conversation with me before just doing it. He was like, so that meant he gained a lot of respect from my father. My husband gained a lot of respect from my father by asking.
I love
it. So I was appreciated.
So it sounds like it does still matter. So for me, it was a surprise, but my dad passed away. But Travis did ask my grandfather, and I had no clue that he was going to do that. I don't know if he spoke to my mom, but he definitely asked my grandfather. And it really made a difference to my grandfather. Like, he was so grateful. And even on my wedding video, he said, you know, he did something that of all his three daughters that no one else has ever done. And he came to him and asked him for his granddaughter's hand in marriage, and he was like that, like he's on the video saying like how much that meant to him.
Oh, that's awesome. Go Trav.
I don't know if I, the reason why I'm not sure if I care, would care, well, I think it's really nice, but I guess for me it was like, oh wow, like that was extra brownie points, because you know, since my father passed, I just didn't expect it or never thought about it.
Right. Yeah.
So I guess I don't care either way, but I think it's a really, really nice gesture. Yeah. And I think that it's I think that it shows character when a man
it's
does
really
decide
thoughtful.
To do that. It is very thoughtful.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it is thoughtful that they would open themselves up to then hear why yes or no.
Right.
You know?
That's that possibility.
Yeah.
Right?
It really
you might get a no.
Like,
exactly. You
no.
could get a no.
So do you still go?
Yeah.
Probably.
On social media?
Quanisha said that Mike asked my mom, I think because she had everyone believing. Oh, she thinks because he... Wait a minute. Mike asked my mom, I think, because she had everyone believing he would propose at my baby shower.
Wow. Uh-huh.
All right.
Oh, man.
What was the consensus on social media?
Just Quanisha posted.
No,
just
when
in
you,
general.
When you
like,
saw it
what did people say?
Oh, yeah. Same with us.
Yeah.
Yep. Same. Yeah, definitely.
I can see that.
Yeah.
I would want whoever dates my daughter or courts my daughter when they get serious, I would expect them to come and talk to my husband, you know,
and
about
me.
And me, and
too.
You know, I kind of
want
to be, but more so my husband. You know,
yeah,
I find what
true.
You're doing it, you know, man to man to have that conversation. I just feel like it's respectful.
Yeah,
you know
I'm
what I mean?
So I'm really interested. Like, this is such a good topic that I might want to research, because like, where did that derive from? You know, and like, what happens if your dad says no? What do you do?
Still go ahead.
That's what we were saying. Do
I mean,
we still
yeah,
go
like,
ahead and
right?
I don't know where it derived from, but you know, like arranged marriages, or like it was like considered something different.
Right.
Like you literally, the woman was leaving her family to go to this family. So I don't know. I want to throw some other things out.
And it might be, I don't know if it's an African-American thing, but you got to think of even in with those that are like pure, like African, you know, culture, like it is like they're still changing. You know, they're still like changing.
Oh,
you
yes.
Know, goats. And
oh, dowry. The dowry is real.
Stuff, you
that
know,
stuff is
yeah.
still believe
because
yeah.
isn't it like, now y'all can correct me if I'm wrong, because I might be going way back in history, but isn't it like you're taking someone, you know what I mean? Like a person who contributes to that family.
Mm-hmm.
And you're bringing them into mm-hmm. this family. So it is an element of you need to care for her, and I need to know that you are. Able to provide my child with the life that she's accustomed to, but
right.
then it's also another element to it going back. But now I think it's more
like
of a
if
respect
you want
thing.
You
yeah,
pay
it's
for,
just
right.
a respect.
Exactly.
Life.
But yeah, the dowry is
you
real.
You break, you buy.
Not you break, you buy. You break it, you buy.
Okay. All right. So with that said, let's go ahead and move on to our main topic. Ooh. Well, you know, people tend to like this topic, so
this is always a very popular topic.
Yeah, so let's get with it. What's sex without foreplay?
Dry Ooh. Humping.
Old school.
We have a lot of sex without foreplay. We don't always have to have foreplay.
Really?
We get a pop in just whenever. We do have foreplay is important, don't get me wrong, and we do expect it sometimes, mm-hmm. but we can have a quickie real quick in 5 minutes and not really do nothing.
I feel like a lot of times when you're married with
okay.
kids, foreplay is like
it becomes a thing of
that's
the
like
it's
for like date night. Like that's like
you have to
that's
be prepared.
When you that's
yeah.
when you're ready to do something special.
Yeah.
Like
yeah. drinks and
yeah. But is it safe to say that when you do get well not I won't say safe to say, but is it common that when you get married that it's no longer the expectation? You know, or when you have kids, that the expectation is, you know what, versus quickies becoming things that are just that quickly and quickies and, you know, random, that now that's the norm right. versus it being the.
I think it is the norm because and,
exception.
And it's almost like it has to be for it to be as frequent as sex should be.
Right.
You know what I mean? Exactly. Like, I know I do not have the availability.
Right. In my schedule.
I'm just going to keep it real. Or the energy to do a whole show.
Man. Right. A whole show.
Kids that would walk in the room.
Oh, like, dang. My gosh. It's like my son has a sensor.
Yes.
I really believe he has a sensor. Yeah. Every time.
But I agree, though. I think that it takes a lot of planning, a lot of thoughtful planning. To foreplay, and like almost even like having a conversation like, tonight, can we be a little more, spend a little more time? And thinking about, like, I have a display here, which we'll talk about later. But, you know, you have to plan and prepare.
Yeah, because I mean, how many times, I know I'm not the only person with like kids that are of a certain age. You're not there yet.
I'm
Tish.
Not there yet, so
but
y'all give me
times,
horror stories.
Y'all, like you said, the radar went off and you like, hurry up.
Oh,
like,
it gets
she's out there. She's out there. She's knocking.
I'm telling you, I mean, there's difference.
We are here now.
And my kids, they are, especially that little one, she knows how to take the credit. She will go to our door and be like,
no.
It's locked. She'll turn around, go to her, and this could be at 4:00 in the morning.
Yep.
She will turn around, she'll go to her room, and then she'll get the credit card and swipe her way. Like, she knows how to pick the lock. She knows how to pick the lock. Like, any old, like buy low cards and stuff like that. Like, old, old gift cards and stuff she keeps around.
She said you guys are not keeping her out of that.
And she'll be like, let me in. So she knows how to. So sometimes you got to get to it.
We have our 4-year-old and we've been locking our door recently.
Yeah.
You have to, but then they still try to bust in.
Yeah, they do.
Okay, I guess I'll be. I guess I'll be honest. So there was a time we were just lazy, I guess. The door was open. We thought the kids were, like sleep.
Mm-hmm.
So we're like, okay, well, we're just going to be under these sheets. So we just got to do it this way to the side. Just like if we sleep so we could just stop. So sure enough, to the side, my son busts in.
Oh, Lord.
And we're just like having to act like we're spooning.
Oh, my God.
So what if there was foreplay before that? That's what I'm saying. So like, what if my son would have seen me doing something like that to his father?
See, I haven't gotten there yet, but in my mind, it's like, so now you guys make me think like, you know what? I got plenty of time to have some foreplay.
Yes.
She ain't getting out of that crib.
But let's keep it real.
It's a process.
Do y'all, I was just about to say.
I like it.
Yeah. It is. I love it.
I want it more because otherwise it doesn't, I mean, it's we don't have quickies. Like, we have regular sex interactions, I guess. But it's like, I don't want it to seem like, okay, let's roll and stick and we bout our business and we go our separate ways or go to sleep or whatever. I don't want it.
But do y'all feel like marriage gets too a bad rap in that term? Because I'm going to be honest. Like, when I was just dating my husband, I don't remember every night being a foreplay night either. Like, we were still working adults. Like, and
we had more. We have more,
but still not every single time.
No, doing
the most.
Because when you think about foreplay, that's a lot of work. Like, I don't know about what y'all foreplay.
So that's what I'm saying.
Like.
So what is the,
it's not
what's
just
the definition foreplay? Of foreplay?
Because I feel like we're talking about foreplay and we're just talking about like oral. But foreplay is like teasing, kissing,
like 50 Shades of Grey with maybe
exactly.
The paddles. I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. Sprays and gels and
KY
and lingerie and you know what I mean and heels and dances.
Oh, that's a lot.
Lots of licking.
So yeah, when my husband and I started, when my husband and I started dating, I was still kind of fresh off like the dance thing. So like I had just tried out for the it was the Bobcats.
Oh, I didn't know you was the dancer.
I didn't dance for them. I tried out. I didn't make it.
Oh,
but that's okay, girl.
I was dancing, so I was still very active. So I had got really kind of I made it part of my ensemble almost to like go in, and I was always walking around with heels. Whether I have on nothing else or something sexy or lingerie. Like, I definitely had the effort,
Yeah.
I do a little show, like a show.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Like, I'm twirling and all that other kind of stuff. I'm playing my little music, little things on. Okay. But y'all get what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So I would do that. And I definitely feel like I fell all the way off with that as we got more comfortable with each other.
Yeah.
And that's something I very much want. And I feel like you need to do in your marriage. especially when you look at your age, okay, or how long you've been together and your age. So it's like, okay, my husband and I have been together, you know, 5 years, 6 years now, and I'm 35. I'm really young. Like, I'm too young to be ready to dry up and, you know, just roll away, you know, like, so it's like, we just really getting started. So it's like, I gotta pick up the pace. And yeah. So I really try to have those conversations about foreplay with my husband. Like, hey, babe, I would like to use this. Or yeah. I want to try these cups.
Because it is so much better.
So yeah. much stuff to yeah. do. And it's yeah. like, why limit yourself in your marriage and in intimacy? Yeah. Not just, you know, about sex. But foreplay also can be very intimate, you know? Mm-hmm. Why limit yourself if this is the person that you have committed your life to? You know that you guys are going to be together forever. I think in that relationship, you need to be open to exploring new things. You need to be open to foreplay. You need to be open to dice. The worst thing that I hate hearing is, I don't want to try that. I don't want to do it. What you mean yeah. you don't want to try? It's yeah. us for life.
I don't like that.
Like, we got to do something.
I mean, yeah, foreplay yeah. could be something. Like food, like yes. what you guys ate right. and how you ate it together.
It could be a massage.
That's exactly.
true. Light some candles and massage, yep. you know.
Yeah.
yeah.
Whatever. Feet. I yeah. mean, yeah.
yeah. Listening yeah. to some smooth music. Yeah.
Dance. Even a dance. Like, you know, a nice little subtle dance in your room.
So, yeah.
Like, together. Like, you know, dance. Like, it's just y'all two.
Yeah.
You remember that was my song.
Yeah.
So maybe we can challenge the wives to do one thing, you know, every time, you know. Cause, but there are some quickies where you got to hurry up and get in the shower.
Yeah. And were we, okay, that makes me think about before morning. Were we supposed to do a video, ladies?
Yes, we were.
What video?
The takeaway from the last, the takeaway from the last recording session was that we was all supposed to do our videos. Yes. On the video. On the phone. Video.
Yeah, you weren't on. Yeah, okay.
And I definitely didn't do my video.
I didn't get my
Brandon
video.
And I have done a video before.
Oh, you should have been in our last session.
Yeah, we have. I recently
what y'all mean, like,
that.
Video? Like a sex tape?
Remember we said yeah, the sex tape.
That was, y'all say video like it was something different. Like, that y'all was trying to overeat a sex tape. Let's call it what it is.
That was okay, everybody's homework. Tape. Everybody's
was,
homework
we
was a sex
to come
tape.
Back and
we definitely didn't.
On the video. Did Sharice do hers?
No, I'm going to ask Sharice. I'm going to text Sharice. I'm like, Sharice, you got your video?
That light off.
So, okay, I recently went to, I had a peer romance party at my house, and I bought these super cute date night cards. Shout out to Fab Wife, Shauna Cooks. She's local in
Shauna.
Charlotte.
Hey, Shauna.
She is a member.
Yes. Hey,
and
Shauna.
I purchased these items, a couple of these items for her, most of these items. And so anyway, here's these really cute date night cards, and they have some topics.
Oh, read one. Let me hear.
Pillow talk, action, and action guy. So one of them says, fondle your partner's testicles for 1 minute.
Oh.
Oh, you set the timer? Set the timer.
Right. So wait, do you use the dice to pick those, or you just pick randomly?
No. So the dice are
that's different.
That's okay. a separate game.
Okay, altogether. Read another one.
Fondle says, kiss and lick your partner's neck up to their ear for 1 minute.
Oh,
suck and lick that your partner's nipples for 1 minute. Don't forget the bosom buddy.
Can I just ask a question? Do y'all fingers? What?
You're over
wait, what?
Fingers.
I hate
I feel
fingers.
Like back in the day.
I like, cannot lick a finger.
I cannot lick a finger. Oh, you mean
like that is not. Have y'all ever seen like movies where they're like. Like
yeah,
finger,
yeah, yeah,
I
yeah,
that
yeah.
like that makes me want to throw up. Like, don't put your fingers in my mouth ever.
Yeah,
yeah. That is just
don't
so
ever
nasty.
Do that.
I mean, I don't suck toes, but I would rather suck a big toe before I suck your nasty finger.
So y'all remember the story on Aziz Ansari like 2 weeks ago about the lady that came forward?
Oh,
that
yes, I did hear that.
And that was one of the things that she was talking about.
Oh, like, she was violated.
Was, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no wonder
fingers,
she came.
Like, literally.
Sticking his fingers in her mouth and then trying to think, and then, like, going back
oh.
and forth.
That's
when you said that, that's what I went to.
I hate fingers.
Yeah, I'm not.
Oh, I hate okay. fingers.
Last one. This one says the 69 position. Need we say more for 1 minute? So,
1 minute, that ain't enough.
That is not enough.
Going
go it till
that
it
minute
ends.
Goes fast.
Right. But basically,
in.
My point is that these are some fun
that
ways
is so, now what's
to
that?
Engage. This one?
Yeah, what's
this
all
is
that?
Another card game, steamy sex game. So I'll give you. This is Cosmo created this.
Valentine's Day is coming up,
yes,
y'all.
It is.
I need to get me some of these cards.
Me too.
So
I need to
have these
feel like
Valentine's
I...
soiree.
Oh, yeah.
So thank you. Oh, okay. Shauna is our vendor, so she will have these cards for sale.
Okay, oh, hey, nice. Shauna.
So make sure you stop by and check out her booth. But okay, I got these from Spencer's in the mall, and there's just different things. Like, this topic is nipples. I haven't looked through all of them. Clearly, I haven't done
anything. Juanisha said, bring those on the cruise.
Ah, yes, yes.
Oh, man. There'll be a lot of rocking on that boat.
Yeah.
Nipples do? I'm sorry. What do the nipples do?
I just so this doesn't say. I don't know, because there's nothing. You can take, you can take a look at it. This one says, I'm a sexy stranger at a bar. Pull out your best on the prowl tricks and try to pick me up for a one night stand.
Oh, I like that.
Oh, that's so interesting. That's fun.
Strip off a piece of my clothing, but you can only use your teeth. So these are some fun ways. Oh,
I like that.
Yeah.
Just with your teeth.
Right. And then there's some bite dice. It. We got these at Spencer's. So you can roll your little dice. And it says, lick toes.
Our fingers
anywhere on that dice.
Lips, nipples, body, okay, toes, and then a question mark. So this is another fun little thing you can do. And then she, Shauna will also have some oils. So this is a spray that you put on that attracts. So I sprayed it and I was like, babe, hello.
Oh, it's supposed to make him.
It's supposed to make
it's like pheromones.
Wanna, yes, exactly. Make him want to jump your bones. Oh. And then I got this. We haven't popped it open yet, but this is some lube, which is always helpful and important.
Especially for quickies. Especially,
oh, yes. Yeah, when there's no foreplay.
Exactly. And then this is an aromatherapy massage lotion, which I bought to go with my little heart massager. So you pop this thing and it, I haven't opened it yet, but you put the oil on top of it and then you can like massage your spouse. So these are just some ideas of ways that you can have foreplay with your spouse and have some fun. And, you know, when you can do it, get something like this and it makes it interactive.
I so love how it. Realistic do you guys feel like it is to be able to set up something like that or have that kind of foreplay? Is it realistic to say, okay, we're going to commit to doing like once a week or three times a week or monthly? Like, what?
So,
to go to those types of levels, which I think is great. And I definitely aspire to be able to do that. But really, too, and for women for wives, do we feel like we have to be the ones to initiate that kind of foreplay?
Yeah. So I talked to Brandon about this and we said we're going to do it once a month. He said every day. He said do a card every day. I was like, that's not realistic.
No.
So I said, how about once a week? And so we could pick a card and then do the action once a week. And so we haven't done it yet.
I think once a week is realistic.
I think that's fair. Yeah, I think that's really fair. And that's fun. And it keeps everything still spicy.
And then these little things over here. Juanisha said a
week. Oh, the stress. Don't set that bar. a week is feasible, though. You can do it on a Saturday night. Friday night,
a Sunday
morning.
Yeah.
Marital sex.
Marital sex.
Marital
love making, honey. We could do that.
Guilty free.
Right.
Oh, that's good. Okay, well, that was very nice. I plan on taking some of those things back. And also, ladies, let's get our video popping. I mean, I know, Zaloran, you already got yours popping, but it doesn't hurt to do another one. So let's take that back. Let's get our Valentine's Day video popping.
Okay, when I come back next time we do this, you guys better have your video.
Yeah, okay. You too, ladies. Y'all out there in our world, y'all get y'all foreplay on with
get
y'all
your
videos.
Play on.
Get your foreplay
drop
on.
Drop down and get your foreplay on.
Hey,
drop down and get your foreplay on. Hey.
All right. Okay, well, let's go to our next subject here. Something new, Ask Fab Wives. So we have Miss Tish that's going to start us off with this.
Okay, so this is the letter that we received. Question, I have two kids under the age of 4. One is under age 1. My husband and I work different shifts, and through all the chaos, I feel like the intimacy is suffering. How do I restore the close connection we used to have before life with two kids?
Ooh, I feel like this is so common, right?
Yeah, honey.
Ooh, geez. Yeah.
Even when you work, I can't imagine, because even working the same shift
is hard.
It's hard. Yes. So I can't imagine being like two ships passing in the night. You're leaving. The other person's going, you know, coming.
Well, here's my advice. And so I really kind of thought a lot about this question because it is, you know, an interesting area. And I actually have a friend where they're very much the same. Like, he works at night. She works in the morning. They come in. They're handing off the baby. Mm-hmm. And it's literally like two ships passing in the night. So my advice to you would really be for your husband and yourself to really look at your schedules and recognize that your intimacy and your sex life is not going to be the norm. It's not going to be, right. you know, after 6 p.m. or after mm-hmm. 8 p.m. when the right. kids are in bed. And make your peace with that. The quicker that you guys can make your peace and recognizing that it's not going to be intimacy in the traditional sense, I feel like the quicker that you all will be able to kind of get back to the intimacy, get back to the love, and get back to, you know, having that kind of connection. So, you know, it might be, you know what, your time together is at 5:30 in the morning when he's coming home and you're getting ready before you get the kids up. That might be your time. And figure out how you can get up some energy, take an espresso shot, whatever you kind of got to do in order to keep that connection. Because the longer that you guys go without yeah. having it, the more strained you're going to be. Because before you know it, it is very easy to go from being and feeling like husband and wife to go to feeling like roommates yep. or brother mm-hmm. and sister.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like people over, you know, really think that that's something that can't happen, but it does. And it can very happen easily. In the blink of an eye if you all do not continue and make and be diligent about working together and really being intimate in your marriage.
Yeah.
So that's my advice. Figure out a time when you can. Figure out a good schedule to try to get the kids on. Whenever, like I said, it may not be ideal, but it can work. And as long as you're committed in your marriage and committed in your union to making it work and to figuring it out, I think you'll be fine.
Yeah, I think that intimacy is so closely related to like that emotional connection. So when you don't have that emotional connection, your intimacy immediately suffers. So I almost feel like I've never been in this situation. But I almost feel like maybe doing things like treating your spouse like you guys are in a long distance relationship. So like you guys are not seeing each other often. So while you guys are in separate places, like what did you do when you had a long distance relationship? Like if maybe you can't call, but increase the amount of text messages, yeah. like yeah. send nice little pictures. You know, try to find like schedule a time like, okay, we're going to speak at this time, whether it's his 15 minute or your 15 minute.
Yeah.
And that's your time, almost like your little, you know, your date thing. I don't know. I feel like for me, if that was me in that situation, I would probably try to like tap into, even if you had a friend, everybody has a friend who's done a long distance relationship, like try to tap into their brain and see like, what did you do to make it work? And yeah. And I would do a lot of research on like how to make a long distance relationship work and almost take it from that approach.
Yeah,
I agree.
And I think we talked about this before with scheduling sex, right? I mean, in this case, and in a lot of cases, you have to schedule it.
Yeah.
I mean, you have to really say to yourself, like, tonight we're going to do it.
Or, drive up to his job.
Right.
That's true.
15 minutes.
He will love that. He will love it.
Yeah.
Look, don't lose the
pain. And hire a babysitter. You might need to do that every once in a while. Sometimes we don't want to send our kids away, but hey, half a day is important.
It is. Or, you know, while the kid, I don't know the ages. What are the, oh, here we go, 2 and 4. So when maybe if they're in preschool or whatever, daycare, whatever, yeah. how about you take that PTO day with right. your husband?
I know. Oh, my yeah. gosh. Travis and I used that. To do that. When the kids were in daycare, we used to do that. We take a PTO day. And we would do that especially for holidays where we knew we wouldn't have a sitter, like Valentine's Day. Yeah. We would just be like, okay, let's just take off our anniversary.
Yeah.
You got
to
do that.
So I think from what I'm hearing, you got to be committed to making the time and really just communicating with your husband to figure it out.
Yeah.
You know, clearly this is not something, and you really have to ask yourself, is this something I want to continue for the next 10 years?
Yeah.
Us just kind of passing in the night. Like, it is very easy to grow apart.
And it becomes routine.
And it becomes mm-hmm. routine. And it's so easy. And yeah. I mean, I get it. As adults, as working people, it's easy to get in a routine. Our yeah. daughter, my daughter, is on a routine. Yeah. And our life kind of revolves around that routine. But I realize now that I've got on routine, I've allotted a lot of time for myself as well. Mm-hmm. You know, because I know when she's going to get up. I know when she's going to have nap time. I know when she's going to play. I know when she needs to be down, you know, at night. So my daughter's down by 7:30, 7:45. Me and my husband got the entire right. night.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and not to say something always happens because we're tired.
Yeah.
So I get it. But you have to be committed to having those conversations and trying to work it out to find time for both of you.
Yeah. Selena said, come home on your lunch break. She said that too. So, that's true. Definitely.
And let me give this disclaimer. FabWise is not advocating for you all to put anyone's job or career in jeopardy by going to the That is not what we said. Right. So, don't come in here saying FabWise told me to make you lose your job. No, we didn't. No. We didn't say that.
Because you need your coins.
We need the coins. Because
that's a whole nother issue.
Exactly. That's a different podcast.
So, you can support iTunes and listen to these podcasts and stuff. So, that's not what we said, but again, try to be creative. Yes. I think that's the founders are. Be creative.
That's right.
I think that's awesome.
Perfect.
Okay, well, DeLauren, are you going to help us with our marriage minute?
Yes.
I like this.
So for our marriage minute, I'm just going to really just recap what we talked about tonight.
Okay.
So make sure that you're intimate with, you make the time to be intimate with your spouse and find creative ways to have that intimacy and to make foreplay happen for you guys. Yeah. Maybe that is once every 2 weeks. Maybe it's once a month. Whatever. Maybe it's once a week. Discuss it and do that, because that ignites that connection that you have with your spouse. And get creative. Find something fun. Connect with a peer romance rep. Go to Spencer's. Go online. Find some fun little games that can help you, because it is sometimes awkward if you're not used to doing it.
Yeah.
So find something that will help spark and kind of ignite that flame for you guys. And so a card like this, 69 for a minute or 10 minutes, whatever. Mm-hmm. That's a perfect way to get your foreplay started. So that's the marriage minute.
Perfect.
Okay, well, thank you so much, ladies. I think this was awesome. I don't know about you all, but I am loving it. Come on, 2018 changes. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of the Fab Wives Unfiltered podcast. Be sure to subscribe to our podcast and leave a 5-star rating. To learn a little more about Fab Wives, visit fabwives.com and join our community of Fab Wives committed to love and marriage. While you're there, check out our 2018 official membership program, created for the wife who is intentional about living her best Fab Wife life and seeing her marriage prosper in 2018 and beyond. And until next time,
be fabulous!